Hey guys, I want you to hear this amazing interview that I had with Reed Tyleston. I mean, he's the author of Grit It Done. Now he is an amazing, amazing athlete and entrepreneur, and he has sold and grown and acquired multiple companies and have sold them. And he is really successful at what he does. And what I love is that he's really straight to the point. So you're going to notice that in the interview, he's like really good at like telling you, you know, this is the story. This is why, this is how we did it. And so I want to make sure that you really, really hear what he's saying here about gritting it done when it comes to entrepreneurship. So I will link all of his information below, but I want you to really watch this video and tell me what you get out of it. I really want to hear what you get out of it. So make sure you comment and share and all of that great stuff, because this is how we grow the community. This is how we grow your mind. This is how we grit it done. All right, let's do it. Here we go. What's up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I am so stoked you're here. I thank you so much for always tuning in, like, sharing, subscribing, the whole thing. We're over 100,000 downloads, and that's all because of you, because you guys are freaking awesome. So you know I go around this amazing planet finding the best humans I can find to come on here to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. And I love this dude. I cannot wait for you to meet him. He is so cool. Last time we spoke, I was like, energized. I wanted to go do some things, right? His name is Reed Tyleston, and he's the author of Grit It Done. You guys heard that right. Grit It Done. He's a keynote speaker, an extra entrepreneur, business in ownership. He's over 15 years of successful experience. Now he has acquired, grown, and sold multiple companies, and he has worked with top brands like Harley Davidson and the Milwaukee Bucks. But beyond that, beyond all of those achievements, because he's got a lot going on, he's an Eagle Scout and an Ironman 140.6 triathlete. Hello, people. I could barely get up in the morning. This man is going at 104. Yeah, that's cray cray. But anyway, I am loving he is here because he is really going to come on here to show you, to grow, to expand the way you think, because you can grit it done. Right, Reed? So glad you're here.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for that, Nina. I greatly appreciate it. And thank you for your positive energy. And I think you're doing wonders by being out there and inspiring your audience to get more out of their life, figure out how to level up. So your energy, I can tell you, is contagious. So super excited to be here.
Good. I'm glad you're here too, man. It's a lot to keep up with you. When I was reading your resume, I was like, whoa, this guy's got it going on. So Reed, I want to get to know you a little bit better though. So the first question always out the gate is, who are you? Who are you, Reed? Who are you?
I am the child of two hippie endurance athletes. My parents met in the 70s, starting line of a running race in Northern California. It was a warm day. So my dad, 6'2", name is Fred. His first cousin, 6'5", name is Terry. They were worried about skin chafing, so they were lubing themselves up with Vaseline on their inner armpits, nipples, and inner thighs. Went out of nowhere, Nina, my future mother, walked up, and she was like, hey, guys, can I borrow some of your Vaseline?
I'm sure that's what she was looking at.
Yeah, exactly. And then one thing led to another. So key takeaway in life, be bold. Always have your eyes peeled to opportunities. Interesting things come your way at unique times.
That is really, really cool. So, you know, being that they met in that way, is that something that was always a part of your life? You know, just having all the athletics in your life? Was that something mom and dad continued?
Absolutely. When I, you know, sold a business in May 2022, generated, you know, it was kind of live my American dream, right? Generated life-changing wealth for myself. I celebrated that by going and doing a race up the world's tallest staircase in Switzerland. And the reason, Nina, that I get inspired to do things like that, the reason I get inspired to do anything, quite frankly, what my personal fuel for grit is the people that I surround myself with, relationships, drive, results. Relationships lead to fulfillment. Relationships are the fuel to get things done.
Yeah. Is that a like a mantra you've always had, or did you go through things in life and then discovered that maybe you were around the wrong crowds and had to shift that? Or was that something that your parents kind of like always told you and you always knew? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, being vulnerable about it. Frankly, my parents, because of their hippie mindset, were very believing they could do things on their own. And part of that comes from being a runner, right? You know, running's not typically thought of as a team sport, right? It's very individual achievement based. So I actually grew up anchored to the idea that I can accomplish anything on my own if I put in the hard work. It took time being an entrepreneurial business owner and owning and operating businesses for me to realize that, gosh, the people around me are what actually is empowering me. The people around me are what's actually driving me to do these really interesting things. Mm-hmm. And the people around me is also where I find that fulfillment. One story which I go into in the book is there was a business owner that I met in a town that I was opening a fitness center in. And he told me, he said, "Reed, let me crystal clear. The main fulfillment you're going to get out of this whole, you know, business ownership thing." And I go through the story in good detail in the book, along with a couple others. You can get it at grititdone.com. Is that the fulfillment you're going to get in this business ownership thing is not going to be about the money. It's going to be about the people whose lives you positively impact along the way. And I think you're going to find that those people are not necessarily going to be your customers, but it's going to be the team members that are able to do that too. And that really hit home to me because I'd experienced that as my couple years as a business owner. Mm-hmm. And additional businesses, I always went to them with that mentality. So the way that I think about people, the way I think about leadership, the way I think about people management and leadership at its core is I just figure out ways that I can help my team members level up their lives, whether it be to make get a driver's license, whole nine yards from there. And that to me is where the fulfillment comes from.
Was that a little bit difficult, you think, in the beginning when you first started to get into business and realizing that you needed other people? Did that hurt the ego at all? Because sometimes, right? But sometimes we, when we're strong-minded like that or want to get things done, you know, we have to humble ourselves a little bit and become more servant leaders than just like go, go, go all the time. So what would that feel like for you? What was that like?
I mean, it's interesting. So many of the best businesses, you talk to a lot of entrepreneurs, business owners, you know, will tell you, you know, the best businesses require no people whatsoever because they're such a source of pain.
Right.
Such a source of pain. And they are a big source of pain. Yeah. What they are also, though, is they are a huge source of pleasure. Relationships are difficult in every context of life, business, romantic, family, friends, whole nine yards. My hypothesis on it is that relationships have, they're difficult, but they have so much upside. And because they have so much upside, they're difficult. My mentality is get in the trenches, invest in people. The pain is typically worth the upside. But a big part, which I go through in the book, grititdone.com, can get it there, is the power of peer groups. I think a common misconception that people have is that you join a peer group of business owners in order to, once you are already successful, it's almost like a crowning achievement. Hey, I'm successful. I get to go out and join, you know, Young Presidents organization or entrepreneurship organization or whatever. Truth of the matter is you become successful because you join a peer group.
Yeah.
The peers around you will push individuals to transition from wherever they are right now to where they aspire to be. The critical part is finding that right peer group.
It's very, very true. I speak to a lot of very big entrepreneurs on this show, very big business owners, things like that. And that's like one of the things they're always talking about is having that group around them, right? That accountability, that, you know, somebody who is already hitting the 7-8 figures, if you're just 6 figures or something like that. Like you just want to be in a room where you're going to grow and expand as a person. Right now, you got a lot of achievements and a lot of great things going on. So tell me about Gritted Done. What's in that book? What is the book for? What was your inspiration for doing this book?
The American Dream is alive and well. It's just to engage with people, to engage with your audience, engage with others about how they can live their American dream through entrepreneurial business ownership. In the same way that I've been lucky enough to do over the years, it's as simple as that. It is it's a give back to the community. It's the things that I wish I'd known 16 years ago. The one thing that differentiates the book, though, from the other awesome ones that are out there, because there's a lot of good literature in the space, is that there's frameworks in there, which is 9 steps of how to do it. based on what I've done and based on what I've helped other people do over the years. I'm an adjunct professor. I teach this stuff. I invest whole nine yards. But I also mix it in with my personal anecdotal stories and the personal mm-hmm. stories of others. So it's not a framework. The framework comes with a story and the emotion about how I did it. And I think that that's a very powerful addition to the literature, because ultimately, I like people to read the book and be like, wow, you know, this path is awesome. It's just not for me. And I think that seeing and hearing what the actual experiences of what it's like to be a business owner helps people achieve that. And if they decide mm-hmm. it's not for them, awesome. Go give your business owner neighbor a big pat in the back and say, you're awesome. You know, thank you for making America a better place. But it's just nine steps outlined with my my personal experience. And again, you can get it at getitatgriditdone.com.
Right. And so do you talk in the book or do you have a story of when you really needed to grit it done, like you just hit a wall or something became very difficult for you?
Well, the whole title of the book is actually based on a story from a key team member of mine. It's team member Marilyn, and I go through this in more detail in the book. She's awesome. However, she has the right attitude, but she lacked a skill set when it comes to accounting. And part of her job was balancing the books with field service management. So it had already been a terrible Thursday, and we had a very busy Friday lined up. And she was doing this late at night, and it wasn't matching up. And it was through no fault of her own. It was actually a problem from the service provider. But Marilyn, per her usual style, and I talk about the framework that I use to hire what I call entrepreneurial employees in there, and Marilyn is certainly one of those, is she stayed late and she got it done. And I was there at the time with her, and I just said, Marilyn, you're awesome. You really know how to grit it done. And I just said it like that just came naturally. Then to the point of peer groups, I was at a business owner CEO group a couple days later, giving an experience share around that story. And then my buddy said, owner of a fitness manufacturing company said, oh, Reed, that grit it done's a cool saying. And that saying is pretty congruent to who you are. He looked it up and he's like, you should trademark that. I'm like, man, that's a good idea. So I trademarked it. And that's where the book title that's came so from. Cool. So I was inspired by a team member, Marilyn, who went above and beyond to get something done at a really terrible time, at a really terrible place. And I promise you, that all she wanted to do was go home, but she got across the finish line.
I'm so sure. But that's so cool, right? And when you talk about getting it across the finish line, that actually is, it sounds to me like that is who you are, right? Like, because just even reading your bio, right? And the fact that you, okay, Reed, what in the world made you go and do Ironman 140.6? Like, okay, it's, come on. Now, I don't talk to many people who have done that.
Yeah. If I was to frame it, and this is a critical part of the PhD research that I'm doing right now, is I just believe that relationships are what drive achievement at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that it's people inspire me to do things, and surrounding myself with people that have done them or are trying to do them is a critical part. One personal experience here is I'm an adjunct professor. I teach entrepreneurship through acquisition. So I teach people how to buy businesses, how to grow them, how to sell them, whole nine yards. But the reason I like doing that is because when I was in business school at the University of Chicago Booth School of Business, I was there at a lucky time when Booth was first launching their entrepreneurship through acquisition initiative. So I got the opportunity to be the teaching assistant, Nina, for the first class that Chicago Booth taught on this, with two first-time adjunct professors. The relationship that I built with them really inspired me to want to go out and someday, when I'd been more successful, become an adjunct professor myself, because of how close I felt to them, how transformational that was for me. So when it became time to, pursue that, I can do it with an unrivaled level of tenacity, an unrivaled level of grit. I can overcome the obstacles because of that impact that they had on me. And that's one example. I could name, a dozen, I could name 15 more. But for me, that always comes from the people.
Okay. So you're really out here really just trying to inspire all these entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, people that are really trying to get to that next level of what it is they're trying to create, right? So if you can talk to, because let me tell you, that's the audience you're speaking to right now. There's a lot of entrepreneurs and a lot of like solopreneurs, coaches, things like that, that listen to the show. So if you can give them like a takeaway or one thing that they, first of all, they got to go get the book, but give them something that they can do to maybe think of things differently when it comes to business. I've spoken to a few people. Some of them have their head on right and are going the right direction. And some are like really worried with, you know, the way the economy is going or the world or whatever. So I want to hear something you would tell somebody who's coming to you for advice on when it comes to entrepreneurship and kind of like leveling up or moving it forward.
I would, I have a lot to say about that. I think ultimately when it comes to business ownership and ultimately when it comes to just effectiveness in life overall, what you choose to do really first thing in the morning, I think should be what your number one priority is. Whatever's important, get it done first. It is as simple as that. I'll give you a personal experience share even outside of business. Please. You know, where my weak point right now is I'm not married. I don't have kids. I've been unsuccessful on the relationship front. So every morning I wake up and I do an exercise that is designed to help me think about my interpersonal relationships in a different way. Why do I do that? Because it's frankly the exact work I don't want to be doing. It's exactly what I fear doing, and it's exactly what I should be doing.
Love
and
that.
I rate myself every single day on a scale of 1 to 10 on, I call it my personal gridded done scale. How often today did you do exactly what you don't want to do, precisely when you don't want to do it? Because I find that when I take that mentality, excellent things come my way. And more importantly, Nina, I'm able to truly enjoy the journey as I live that way.
I love that. It's personal accountability. It's like getting up and really just being accountable to what you said you wanted to do and doing it. That's really, really cool. I really like that. And I think it's something that, you know, most of us need to really take a piece of and just understand that life is going to throw a lot of curveballs your way. And if you're going to have an excuse for every single thing that comes at you, you're just going to be where you are today. So you can either be the newer version of your old self or the new version of your future self, right? That's the day we have, because we only have the one day. Today is the day, the only day, because we're not promised tomorrow and yesterday's gone. So Reed, before we like wrap it up, I do want people to know where to get your book, how to maybe follow you, and do you have content out there? Like, I want to know all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, pretty simple. If you want to buy the book, go to griditdone.com. You can get it there. I'm active on LinkedIn, so feel free to engage me there about entrepreneurial business ownership. And I wish everybody the absolute best of luck as they go forward. My one key takeaway is that when it comes to considering buying a business, if you're not all in, you're in the way. So make sure you approach it with that mentality.
Ooh, I like that. Go ahead, Reed. Dropping mics before you leave. I got you. That's awesome. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today and leaving all these little gems here for people to really understand entrepreneurship. You have to grit it done because, you know, a lot of people just have this microwave mentality. They think that you just get into it and like in 2 days you're successful, and that's not the truth. And there's a lot that goes into this, right? And mentality, accountability, having grit, all of that is a part of it. So thank you so much for being the pro and coming on here and sharing all of this with our audience. I appreciate you. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Guys, thank you so much. I'm going to make sure to link Reed's information below, especially the griditdone.com. So go get it. Go get the book. Stop procrastinating. Stop wasting time. When people are coming on here to share some gems with you and they are truly just doing it to help you to move forward, don't procrastinate on that kind of stuff and don't get laid back. Actually do the work and then you can really see how successful you are starting today. So thank you guys for being here. This is Nina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.